Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Before I get into today's episode, we are going to be talking about just kind of like the blueprint, if you will, for creating or crafting a more liberated 2026, which is literally just less than 2 weeks away, if I'm not mistaken. I just want to say thank you. So I guess it's a little bit of a housekeeping here really, really quickly. I just want to say thank you. That's the first thing. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being in community with me almost every single Monday. We are 300 plus episodes in of this podcast. We are, you and I, because we have done this together collectively, we are almost 8 million downloads, listens, whatever you want to call it, of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. And for an everyday, regular Black woman who is not a celebrity, who is not, does not have any money pouring into this passion that I have here, who does not have a team, literally no team other than my old 2020 or 2019 MacBook Pro, okay, and my microphone. And y'all, I need a new laptop so bad because this one is on its last legs, okay? But literally it's just me. And you have welcomed me into your routines on a regular basis. And I just want to say thank you for that. I just want to say thank you for that because what you and I have been building over the years, it means something. It's valuable, okay? It's a beautiful thing. It's a blessing. So I just want to say thank you for rolling with me, and I really hope to see you in 2026 because there's definitely much more to come. Some changes to come, but much more to come. So that was the first thing I wanted to say, girl, before we get into the episode. Second thing I wanted to say is, listen, I think I said this at the end of the last episode, but I'm going to say it here as well. If you are in case you didn't know, I offer one-to-one coaching, okay, support for Black women who are looking to just go beyond the typical self-care, okay, which we never really talked about too much here because I feel like the self-care that you and I need is just different. But if you are in a place in your life where you don't know how to bloom, you don't know how to stand up and take up space for yourself, you're in a place of unclarity, you don't know, you know, what direction you want to move in 2026, like these are the kind of conversations I've been having with women in the one-on-one coaching. And what I wanted to say is if you are a legacy coach person and you got the coaching for $49 a session, girl, if you have not booked by the end of this year, then that pricing is going to go away. And I want to just make sure I say that. I've said it in the newsletter. I've said it in the last podcast episode. I just want to make sure that I mention wherever I can that if you're a legacy $49 per session member and you have not booked within the last 3 months, like that pricing will hold through the end of the year. And after that, the rate is going to be $125. And also, if you're not a legacy person, but you wanted to book some time on my calendar with me so that we can help you get to a place of clarity, okay, and getting back to a place of where you feel like you can actually start to thrive and bloom right now through the end of the month, the price is $99 per session. But again, that price goes up to $125 on January 1st, okay? Okay. Now, with that said, girl, let's go ahead and dive into this last episode of the year again. I want to talk about let's call it like a blueprint or just being able to craft a more liberated 2026, because what I want for us, and this was a big lesson for me in the last couple of years, but what I want for us is to get to a place where we are able to understand that we have agency. All right. And to walk in that agency. And yes, we have so many systems against us, systems that will cause us to doubt ourselves, to feel like we have no worth, to feel like we have to shrink, to feel like we do not have permission to love ourselves, to feel like we don't have permission to take up space, to feel like we don't have permission to be our own, like be our authentic, whole damn self, no matter what. Yes, those systems are in place. Yes, those systems are strong, but that does not mean that you cannot live a life of more liberation and a life where you are able to tap into your own sense of agency, okay? So we started, I think a couple of weeks ago, we started this little three-part series, if you will, kind of talking about or figuring out like what self-recovery kind of like meant for us, you know, reclaiming our innate selves. And then last week, just a few days ago, we talked about communicating new boundaries and even when it's uncomfortable, girl, if you didn't listen to either of those episodes, I would implore you to go back after you listen to this episode and listen to those last two episodes, especially the last one. If you have, like I have still, it's hard for you to like set boundaries or stand firm, you know, in your truth. Okay. And so we talked about that last week. So again, let's move forward. We know that in just as of today, Monday would be the 22nd. What's that like? Maybe 13 more days. No, is that right? Yeah, something like that. No, that's not true. Wait a minute. Girl, how many days? It is right. I'm sorry. I'm literally having an internal conversation with myself. There's like 12 or 13 days left in 2025. And so we're less than 2 weeks out from turning a new page on these books that we are writing, you know, year by year, season by season, chapter by chapter, okay? And usually the focus for New Year's, and I've done this a million times, don't get it twisted, but usually the focus for New Year's is like, and we're so gung-ho about it, it's like New Year, new me, new year, who this, new year, I'm gonna do all these things, and let me write out all these lists, and I'm gonna start going to the gym on the second, and I'm gonna stop drinking sodas, and I'm gonna start walking 50 miles, and I'm gonna do all these things. I'm gonna start that business. I'm gonna look for my man or my woman or whatever. Like, we have all these goals. I'm gonna go back to school, like all these things, and we decide on the first, okay, that this is all the things we're gonna do, right? And so what I decided to do this year, and I guess technically into 2026, early 2026, is like, I am not in a place where I'm doing any kind of goals, if you will, because sometimes I'm successful with them, right? But other times I just would say things and not really mean them, or I thought that I meant them, but then like 3 weeks later, 5 weeks later, I am completely off track and I'm on to the next thing. And I want to do things with more intention, even if it means allowing myself to slow down. I don't have to keep up with what everybody else is doing and or doing it the way that they are doing it or in the timeline that they are doing it. And neither do you. Now, if you do in fact want to do all your goals and New Year, who it is, that's great. But for the girls that are like, you know what, I need a little more space to think about, you know, what my values are, how I align with them, which direction I want to head in. Let me get a little more clarity and clear on some things. And on top of that, we are in the winter right now. And we know, or in case you didn't, winter is a time to slow down. I don't feel like, or what I'm learning as I travel this journey further and further, is that winter isn't necessarily the prime time for us to be putting so much energy into all the things we are going to do. Winter is not about really extending so much energy as it is for most parts of nature, conserving or holding back or, you know, tightening up on that energy. You know what I'm saying? Not expending so much energy. And so I feel like usually I was making these like New Year's goals from this place of urgency and stress and trying to keep up with everybody else and just expending a lot of energy, right? And a lot of times, often also, not only are we doing that, but there's a side of, I got to do these things because I have to fix these problems. I didn't usually make my goals from a place of from a place of joy or just happiness. You know what I'm saying? It was usually like, I got to go to the gym because I hate my body and I need to lose 50 pounds. Or making a goal of, I got to save $10,000 because I, whatever, like, just, I'm trying to think of situations where it's really just not me in really making these goals from a place of peace or calm, but there's always like some kind of urgency rooted in one of these damn systems, either capitalism or patriarchy or hating my body or, you know, that kind of vibe. And so it would be about fixing these, all these things that were wrong with me. Let me know if that resonates for you. Like making your goals from a place, or a lot of them every new year, from a place of trying to correct all these quote unquote negative things about your life or these negative things about your circumstances. So I just want my approach to be a little bit different for 2026. All right. So we're going to talk about, or we're going to use that work that we've done this December, like those last episode or two. I'm getting tongue-tied here, blah, blah. But, you know, those last couple of episodes to think about a framework, you know, or just to put a little more thought, even if this doesn't become like your blueprint for 2026, it's always okay to put some thought into the things that are important to you and the things that you want to do versus just not really thinking about it and just saying, I'm going to do these things. And then a week later, you're just like, oh, I don't want to do that. Right? Because we don't want to chase. That's the energy, like chasing all these things. And there's nothing wrong at all with going after what it is you want. Again, we're going to tap into agency, all right, in spite of these systems that we are wanting to thrive in. We're going to tap into our agency, okay? But I guess it's just, everything doesn't have to be about the chase of like, for example, external validation or that kind of thing, right? It doesn't have to be about that. We want to make 2026 about being rooted in our, just in who we are, just our whole selves versus how the world may want us to show up as Black women in one way or another. So less honoring everybody else's expectations and less harshly judging ourselves and just more intention. More peace around what it is we want to do, more clarity around it, what it is we want to do in the new year. And so for me, I'll be doing some goals and possibly even a vision board, but it would be in maybe mid-January. It wouldn't be now or January 1st or anything like that. I am still in a place of just allowing myself to slow down. Oh, and that's the second thing I was going to say. In case I didn't say it already, this is the last episode of 2025. So there will not be an episode next Monday, girl. I just want to make sure I said that, okay? Don't come looking for me next Monday, okay? Okay. So 2025, before we look forward, or before we look forward, we always have to make sure that we understand where we came from, like what kind of things happened this year, what ground did we cover, right? We, even if it was things that were hard, rocky, I had several disappointments this year, okay? Several disappointments in 2025, all right? I had some amazing things, but let's be real. I've had some things that were just like, but it's okay because, you know, all of it matters and all of it's valid and it's all important as we are looking to the future. There's no such thing as like honoring our humanity if we all we can do is kind of like sweep things under the rug that didn't necessarily go our way. Okay. So we can't build a 2026 on anything that's not truth. You follow? So I would ask you either now or after you listen to the episode or in the next week or two to take a moment to reflect on December, using it as like these last few days as like a time to reflect and release and shed, right? So the three things that I would ask you that will hopefully help you get the ball rolling on this, because again, we gotta be real with where we, like the things that we did in 2025, right? So some of the things that I would ask you are like, what masks, because we all mask, okay? In what ways did you mask, or what masks did you wear in 2025? In what ways did you kind of self-abandon and why? And then also on the opposite end of that, like what masks did you intentionally like lay down and say, I'm not gonna do it this way anymore? And why? Which ones did you choose and why? The second thing that I would ask you to reflect on is about boundaries. We talked about boundaries last week. What areas are you still not setting boundaries? It could be boundaries with yourself, boundaries with other people. You know what I'm saying? Like what parts or areas of your life are you still not setting some type of boundary or honoring the boundaries that you have set, and why? And I'm asking you to think about why, because there's always a lesson in the why. There doesn't need to be judgment in the why, but there's always a lesson in the why. So where are you still lacking boundaries, or where are you still afraid to set a boundary, and with who and why? And then also ask yourself, like on the opposite end, what boundaries were you able to set this year? Because that's a big thing. What boundaries and conversations around boundaries were you able to have this year, and why? Okay. And then the last question for reflection is, what part of your life, or when this year, did you, instead of resting and choosing yourself, right, did you decide to like just do the most? Showing up for people when you didn't have the energy, okay? Giving when you didn't have it, to give, right? When did you not choose like rest or yourself versus just being on like this overperformance or showing up a certain way? And then when did you choose yourself or choose rest over abundance, over performance, over hustle, over grind? Okay. And why? I think that as you work through those questions, that'll help give you a better understanding of some of the places where you might want to do a little shedding this year. Okay. And regardless, through it all, I want you to understand that like the things that we're talking about, these are things that I want you to consider as brave, okay? No matter kind of like where you fell on the spectrum, I would say it's brave for you to even be able to think about these things and not from a place of judgment or a place of being harsh and critical and mean-spirited to yourself, but just a place of curiosity, a place of just exploring. That's very brave to be able to do that, okay? And on the opposite end of the spectrum, the things that you were able to do, you know, that also is brave. It took so much for you to be able to prioritize yourself in the ways that you did this year, the ways that I have not even named, because again, we don't have a lot of time. So it's just, I wanted to give you space to reflect on a few areas, but you can take this as far as you want. But I just want you to know that I see you, and that the things that you did this year in 2025, It required a certain amount of bravery. And I'm so proud of you, because I don't care if it was one thing that you did this year in 2025 that was different than what you've ever been able to do before. Maybe you loved yourself just 5% more than you ever did in your life. That was brave. That was brave. Maybe you spoke up for yourself like a couple of times this year, and you've never really been able to do that, okay? That was brave. That was brave. Maybe you decided to bet on yourself in a way that you've never, ever bet on yourself before. I don't care what it was. That was brave, okay? It was brave, the things that you were able to do this year. I don't care how big or how small they may be. All of it counts. That was bravery, okay? And another thing is, as we're having this conversation, I definitely want you to know that when you are doing this kind of work, that where you're liberating yourself, okay, it changes you, even in the smallest of ways, all right? It changes that dynamic within us all at some point that says we have to overproduce, we have to conform, we have to shrink, we have to stay in these boxes, we have to hold our tongue, we have to look a certain way, we have to speak a certain way, we have to do certain things to be worthy, right? Rent is my largest monthly expense, and it likely is yours too, so why shouldn't it feel more rewarding to pay it while also being an opportunity for us to earn something back? Now it can be. Introducing Built, the rewards program designed for renters who want to earn something for their largest monthly expense. By paying rent through Built, you earn flexible points that can be redeemed towards hundreds of hotels and airlines, a future rent payment, your next Lyft ride, and more, but it doesn't stop there. Built is about making your entire neighborhood more rewarding. You can dine out at your favorite local restaurants and earn additional points, get VIP treatment at certain fitness studios, and enjoy exclusive experiences just for Built members every month. Built is turning a monthly expense into an opportunity to earn rewards and discover the best that your neighborhood has to offer. Your rent is finally working for you. Earn points on rent and around your neighborhood wherever you call home by going to joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbilt.com/self-care. Make sure to use my URL so they know that I sent you. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
That pressure to do all these things that Black women are expected to be and do, it's major. So every time you showed up this year in 2025, I don't care how small you felt it was, I'm telling you that that is crucial for liberation. It's crucial for self-love and self-trust, and for us to no longer abandon ourselves. And that is an act of resistance, okay? I don't care how imperfect it was, all right? But so talking about this, just this December releasing, we're gonna leave parts of ourselves that no longer serve us. It's okay to say, thank you, Bree, for getting me to this place, and now I'm going to release you with love. Thank you, Essence, for getting me this far. Now this specific habit no longer serves me, so I'm going to leave this habit here. Thank you, Letitia, for XYZ. It got me this far, and I'm ever so thankful. And now I am ready to move forward. I'm ready to bloom a little differently in 2026. So I'm going to leave these things here, not because they failed you. We did what we do to a lot of times survive, okay? I hope you understand that. So this is not a moral failure. This is not a, oh my God, right? Survival mode is major and it's heavy, all right? And that's why I keep saying in 2026, I want us to be able to just walk in our agency a little bit more. And I think that for me, that might be my word. I'm still thinking about it, but agency in 2026, because damn it, we deserve to thrive. We deserve to thrive, all right? So you just take some time the next few days, a couple of weeks, few weeks, whatever, to just acknowledge what part or parts of the things you have done, what parts is it time to kind of like just to think and just sit down and move forward, take off some of that baggage, right? Because we all carry baggage around. Make your backpack a little lighter, aka Erykah Badu. Pack a little lighter in 2026, all right? Got to make a little space in our backpack so we can bloom a little lighter in 2026, okay? All right. So, so that's the first thing. And then also I would say as we move on is that, again, I'm not in a rush to do resolutions. They sometimes work for me, but other times not. And, they just don't work for every body. So I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week. Like, these things are not going to come out of my mouth on January 1st. Okay? Okay. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and say, hey, girl, I'm about to go to the gym 5 days a week, or I ain't going to never eat sugar again. I ain't going to never eat candy again. I'm never going to eat Sour Patch Kids again, or Nerds. Like, those are my candies, child. I'm never going to drink a Dr. Pepper again in 2026. Like, I'm not going to even say those things, because even saying those things, I know it's a damn lie. And what I'm not trying to do is set myself up in a few weeks. And then what happens? You do it and you feel guilt. You feel like you can't trust yourself. You feel like you can't keep your word to yourself. It's like this shame spiral. I don't want to do that. I want to approach 2026 with a little more just clarity and intention rooted in like my innate self, right? So I have to do these, I don't even want to call them resolutions, like these intentions or what have you, from a place more so that is clear and coming from my inner self, you know. And to be able to know your inner self and trust your inner self, it takes you, like, being able to, first of all, be very aware and be truthful with yourself, okay, but also not make promises that you can't keep, and then you end up losing, like, trust in yourself, and then you feel like you can't trust your intuition. And you can. You can trust your intuition, okay? But I think sometimes we just set ourselves up, and we don't have to do that. You don't have to do that in 2026, okay? So you have to figure out, like, what is your inner self saying? What is your spirit calling for? What is your spirit saying? Not what is everybody else doing. Not because everybody else is going to the gym getting a donkey booty, as Phaedra was saying. And so they go into the gym 5 days a week. Maybe you don't want a donkey booty. Maybe you do. I don't know. But you don't have to say. If your spirit is not saying, yeah, this feels like a real solid thing for me to pursue in 2026, then maybe that's not it. Maybe that's not it. Maybe because, you know, movement is life. We got to move our bodies. But it doesn't have to be in the gym. It doesn't have to be in the gym. I was telling my friend that my friend who I'm going to be moving onto her land, and we're going to be doing this community things, is we were just talking a couple of days ago, and I was like, girl, I cannot wait to get back to the land, because it's been kind of rainy and cold out here in Arkansas off and on. But I was like, girl, I can't wait to get out there, because I need to do physical labor like that. Raking, picking leaves up, dumping them out, pushing the wheelbarrow, snatching up weeds, picking up these big rocks and moving them from here to there, and just different things like that. There's a lot of work to be done on this land. So I told her, like, I can't wait to get back out there because I need and want to move my body in that way. So maybe if I had to do some goals right now in the moment, it wouldn't be go to the gym 5 days a week. For me, it would be maybe 10,000 steps two or three times a week, however I get them in, and then going to the land once or twice a week or something like that. It doesn't have to look like going to the gym, or it doesn't have to look like what everybody else is doing. That's what I'm trying to say. So whatever in your spirit, your inner knowing is saying, this is what makes sense for me, lean into that. Lean more into that. This is how you're going to be able to continue developing self-trust with yourself, all right? Listen to what your inner girl is telling you, okay? For example, I'm going to make more friends. Maybe it's, I just want to be in community with Black women more in 2025. Because when you're in community with Black women, you're going to naturally just end up having more friends. I'm just saying, right? So just listen to what your spirit is saying and make your, I guess, goals, instead of goals, make them like intentions, right? Another one I would say is if you love to read like I do, or you love learning, it's not I'm going to read 75 books in 2026. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's great. But if your spirit is like, ooh, I love reading, but, you know, it doesn't have to be this crazy thing. Maybe it is once a week, I'm going to read for 90 minutes. Or maybe the goal is 90 minutes of reading per week, split up over however you split it up. You know what I'm saying? So you have to do things that work for you, not against you. That's literally the point of it all. So maybe not so much goals, but maybe intentions, all right? Because these intentions are going to be like commitments that are really just for you. I feel like the goals are, I don't know. A lot of times I just feel like we just do things for external validation. So we have this long list of goals that we want the world to see. And everything isn't for the world to see necessarily. It really, really isn't. So maybe it's more so this year about making intentions or goals that make sense for you, okay? Be flexible, all right? Doesn't have to be super rigid. Tap into your inner self and do things that are going to center your wholeness, all right? So that, like, this is how you begin to make a blueprint. A blueprint, I know a lot of times we think it has to be this rigid thing, right? But it's okay to make your intentions or this framework designed to like fit your needs. Doesn't have to be for everybody else. This is just for you. All right. What else was I going to say? I guess the last thing that I would say as a part of this whole blueprint or guideline for 2025 is, especially for what, if we're looking to move forward in agency and liberation is, I mentioned community before, and there's a lot going on right now. Unfortunately, there was a young lady who took her life. I posted about it on Threads. So if you're interested in learning more about her, you can go to my Threads and have a look. And I would implore you, if you are struggling right now with your mental health, and maybe this is something that you want to skip. But community has been coming up a lot this year. And the messages that I get from you, the things that I see online and things of that nature. And I realize that some of us, maybe many of us, we don't feel like we're tethered to anyone. We don't have a sense of community. Some of us are actually living in isolation. And I don't necessarily think that isolation is a quote-unquote bad thing. I think, though, it depending on what season of life you're in, what chapter of the story you're in, isolation, a time of isolation is going to heal you, or a time of isolation can break you down. It can tear you, rip you apart. Do you feel what I'm saying? Because I've had seasons of isolation, or times when I've wanted more isolation, but I didn't really get it, but I wanted it. But then there are other seasons where I'm just like, wow, I really just need to be around people and be in community and things like that. So I feel like, again, isolation is important. But I think there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. That's the difference. The difference between being alone and being lonely. I think that's a line from India Ari. but in any case, this whole self-recovery, like I think we talked about it in the first of this three-part episode, it's intimate, it's personal, it's you, right? But then when we talk about liberation, liberation is us. It's community. Like you and I, even though, again, I probably never have seen you or talked to you before in my life, we're still in community with each other. We're still in community with each other. Like this work is it's like a collective community vibe. You know what I'm saying? So as you are thinking about this framework, you know, for 2026, I want to make sure that you include community in some capacity. I would also build in some alone time just so that you can have time to think and get clarity and tap into yourself and maybe take time for prayer and silence and thinking and things like that. But I also want you to make some time for actual community. It can be online or in person, right? It can be on the phone. But you, we, I, everyone, like we need a sense of community and finding our people, you know, finding our people, those people that are going to hype us up, those people that are going to cheer us on, those people that are going to respect us. They're going to respect our boundaries. They're going to see our worth. They're going to honor our humanity. They're going to lift us up. That's the type of, like, that's what we need, right? Because again, these systems that we are facing, they are toxic. They are harmful. They are violent. They steal from us. They are intending to destroy, or the intent is to destroy and keep us down, to keep us separated, to keep us from seeing our worth, our value, from, you know, like all these harmful things. And so we need each other, because that is like a form of protection. Okay, it's a form of protection. We need each other to not only survive, obviously, but we need each other to thrive, right? And then also we need each other to be like for accountability purposes, right? I know that when we think of community, we think it's always all love and things of that, and it is. But you need to have people in your life that can tell you, girl, what's going on? Like someone that can pull you aside with love, but hold you accountable. Hold you accountable. Like someone, I told someone, we had a Zoom session like a week or so ago. And I was telling the women on, like, hold me accountable for this thing that I hadn't done for a minute, which was sharing something with you all. And I said, if I don't do this thing tomorrow, email me and hold me accountable. Like, this is what community does. And so we need people that can hold us accountable, as well as us holding ourselves accountable for these intentions that we want. And it's not that we want them to be in place. So like when we slip, they're like, aha, see, I knew you wasn't going to do it, girl. I told you don't be doing X, Y, Z. I knew you couldn't do it. Da, 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 da. We don't need that noise. We don't need that negativity. If you have someone in your life like that, cut them. Not cut them with a knife. I mean, cut them loose. Cut them loose. Let me make sure I use my words properly. We don't need nobody in our ear that's always a negative Nelly, someone that wants to cut us down and never can see the good and always want to criticize and point the finger and be like, see, I told you, girl. No, thank you. No, thank you. All right. I've had enough shame growing up. I don't need any more shame. But we need people in our lives that can give us grace and hold us accountable and help us to reflect and redirect and get us back on track when we're like kind of like slipping back into some things like people pleasing or overspending, okay, or overcommitting or things of that nature, or even masking. If someone like noticing that you're shrinking, like, girl, are you okay? I noticed you haven't been yourself. I noticed you haven't been. You said that this year you were gonna start speaking up for yourself in office meetings, but today I noticed that when there was an opportunity to say something, you just let it slide, or whatever the case may be. We need people in our corner that can do that for us, and we also need to be able to do that for others, all right? So make sure that as you are thinking about your intentions for 2026, that it's not only like the stuff that, like the inner stuff or the intentions that you have or this, whatever, for this blueprint, but also thinking about accountability through it all, all right? All right, so yeah, that is all that I had to say. And when I started this episode, girl, I just knew that it was only going to be like 15, 20 minutes, but y'all, I just be talking. But I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Again, I want to remind you that the one-on-one coaching, if you have the legacy founder pricing at $49, you need to book sessions before January 1st to have that pricing honored for that 50-minute session. Or if you want the $99 session, you need to book your session before January 1st, because on the 1st, the pricing goes up to $125. I will be sure to put the link in today's show notes, okay? So here we are closing out 2025 with intention, reflections, and I would say a clearer vision of just kind of like the direction we want to go in, as well as a clear vision of our worth. That was a lot of what we talked about this year in 2025, our worth. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. But in this episode, we talked about releasing. We talked about boundaries in the last few episodes. And now we have a bit of a vision or a guide, if you will help us gently navigate and step into 2026. So as we step into 2026, just remember that you do have agency. Remember that you no longer need to mask. You being your true self is a superpower. You deserve peace in your life. You deserve calm. You deserve beautiful relationships. You deserve abundance. You deserve all the things, you know, all the things, all right? Because this is a part of your humanity, and it deserves to be honored. So thank you so much for being with me today. Thank you so much for listening to the episodes of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast this year. It has been like an extreme pleasure and an honor to share this space with you, as I said at the top of the episode. I am looking forward to 2026, God willing. There will be more episodes of the podcast, and also possibly, I'll be bringing back an actual community where we're going to be doing the live community, like soul care circles and things like that. So definitely more on the horizon, okay? All right. Well, if you would like to leave a comment about this episode or the podcast in general, feel free to do that on Spotify or iTunes. Thank you so very much for the ratings and reviews. I greatly appreciate that. If you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, @browngirlselfcare.com. Thank you so much for listening. I truly wish you blessings this holiday season, whether you celebrate or not, for Christmas and as well as for the new year. I want it to be joyful and happy and abundant for you no matter what you are doing. And until 2026, y'all, have an amazing next few weeks or couple of weeks. And I cannot wait to be in community again with you in January for another season of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.